High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And now we go straight to the lines and chat to our futurist Daniel Silk for the day. Hello, Daniel. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good again.
Yes, great to be with you. One of my colleagues in the studio today referred to what's going on in our local government politics as a collision as opposed to a coalition. Coalition, rather. I think it's very apt, don't you?
I think if we're using C words, we can also use circus in some instances, given the fun and games that really are occurring. You know, we were always, I suppose, to some degree, fearful of coalitions because coalitions really only work when there's a genuine commitment from parties to work together. As soon as coalitions become about positions, power, patronage, who gets this speaker position, who gets the mayoral position, it descends, I'm afraid, into a kind of no man's land. And I think we're really facing that particular avenue now in many of our councils, the bigger councils in particular. Some of the smaller councils that were settled also are going to be settled on the basis of who gets what, divvying up the prize positions. But it really isn't a very edifying process. But that's how coalitions are across the world. When there are coalitions, there's horse trading. It can become unpleasant. And we certainly know that from Israel, where coalition agreements are very messy and often don't last the test of time.
And in South Africa, we've tried to take that even a step further. I see in a small municipality in the Western Cape, some convicted sex offender is now the mayor of that local municipality. So good luck to them. And the Patriotic Alliance, who sort of ran on being anti the ANC, have now said, oh, well, you know, they're prepared to give us, as you say, a bunch of positions. So we're just going to run with them in all municipalities all the time, which is going to make coalitions for some of the metros a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, look, the big metros certainly are up for grabs. In a sense, where the Patriotic Alliance has reached an agreement with the ANC, these are smaller councils. Now, the big question, of course, is Johannesburg, Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, and of course Nelson Mandela Bay. These are the four big prize metros at the moment that are completely up for grabs, completely uncertain as we speak. And what really happens is if there is no agreement between all the parties, if all the parties simply say, well, we can't talk to you and we can't do a deal with you, in the end, this matter is going to have to go back to the voters, and there's going to have to be fresh elections in any of the municipalities where there cannot be an agreement on some sort of broad-based coalition. So there is a danger that we will be plunged into fresh elections in part of South Africa that might favor some political parties over others. And I think there's going to be tremendous pressure because the cutoff date is going to be sometime next week to get this right. And I think this weekend we might well see perhaps some of the posturing that we've seen, some of the sort of, you know, the parties have been saying, I won't work with you, I'll only work with you. It's been going on like this for the last 2 weeks or so. Maybe I think there'll be some more compromise over the course of this weekend to avoid a second election, because no one wants to spend all that money on having a second election. It takes energy and effort, and I'm not sure that any of the parties have the stomach for that.
Now, Gauteng is shaping up to be quite an interesting case. Certainly in Tshwane, with the possibility in Johannesburg, people are calling it, certain political think tanks are calling it a united front, a united democratic front. I'm not sure where they got that terminology from. But effectively, in a place like Tshwane, you could make a coalition without the ANC and the EFF.
Yes, you certainly could. And it's certainly quite feasible that in both Tshwane and in the city of Johannesburg, you have the ANC shut out of those two major star metros. And that is probably still the more likely outcome as I speak to you. But as we saw, just announced earlier today in KwaZulu-Natal, the IFP have done a fairly extensive deal with the ANC. So there could be still surprises. And despite what political parties say now about not working with this one and that one, when push comes to shove, this is going to go down to the wire. You know, one thing I've learned about politicians is that, you know, as you get closer to an agreement, anything can happen. But it certainly is, this is a reflection, you know, I think one must understand this is a reflection of the voters. And the voters were not overwhelmingly in favor of any of the major political parties. They split their vote across many different lines, be it in the bigger metros or even in smaller metros. And this does mean that voters have said, look, you may be a bigger party, but we don't trust you to govern alone. We want you to be in some sort of coalition. And ultimately, the will of the people, the will of the voters, effectively, are dictating these coalition agreements, as messy as they are.
They came to a rather interesting compromise in the KZN example. That basically the IFE said, look, if we got more than you somewhere, we'll take that municipality. And if you, ANC in this particular case, got more than us, you can have that municipality. We're not governing with you. You run it yourself, but we will basically, I guess, vote for you to run that. What does that mean for Durban and eThekwini? Because that one is particularly messy. There's 44 seats distributed amongst 12 different parties. Where do you think that that will leave that particular metro?
Yeah, I think that's a critical one going forward. I do think though that the ANC as the largest party still stands the best chance to do some sort of deal with the IFP and with some smaller parties. And, you know, clearly the deals can be structured in different ways. Governance deals don't necessarily mean you get into bed with another political party, but you clearly are going to support their mayoral candidates, the speaker candidates. And if you do a deal, you're also going to probably support the budget, which is the critical issue that is on the agenda paper each and every year. So political parties obviously have to understand that if they lend their support to another party in any of these capacities that I've spoken about, they become tainted with that. Parties, you know, who support dubious candidates, opposition parties who get into bed, so to speak, with the ANC, they eventually become tainted. Voters get confused. You vote for a party, they then effectively support another party, and it generally tends to disorientate voters in the medium term. So, you know, I think parties have to be very careful about who they decide to coalesce with, and they have to think of the effects on their own support base in particular.
Well, yes, I do agree, Daniel. I think it's going to be a very, very interesting to see how they try and get through that eye of the needle. And thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to chatting to you again, maybe once we have some coalitions on the table.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks very much.
Daniel Silke is a political economy analyst and futurist talking to us about collision politics all over the country.